Meeting to order. If we could have a moment of silence, please. If we could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If anyone has any electronic devices, we would appreciate it if you would turn them off during the meeting. Roll call, please.
Paul Reno.
Here.
Bart Kaufman.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Bonnie Hanyan.
Here.
Charlie Hoffman.
Here.
Dennis Olson has requested to be excused tonight.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Next item on our agenda is recognition and awards. I believe Mr. Teske is... Okay, this is the Blaine Builder Award, August the 25th, 2014, to Glenn and Marla Teske. Glenn and Marla moved to Blaine in 1979 to go to Western Washington University. While working on his teaching degree as well as his master's degree, Glenn worked for the Blaine School District in many capacities, including a part-time janitor, landscape maintenance person, substitute bus driver, substitute teacher, as well as the high school's girl long-distance track coach. He taught second grade for 8 years and is currently the primary elementary librarian and media specialist. Glenn is also involved with the Blaine Performing Arts Center as assistant manager to the PAC, providing sound reinforcement, as well as lighting and staging for events performed at the center. He lends his expertise to many of Blaine's events, including Wings Over Water, the Birding Festival, Hands Across the Border, the Drayton Harbor Music Festival, as well as planning all the music for the Blaine's 4th of July celebration. Kitty King, president of the Pacific Arts Association, called Glenn a rock star for managing 3 concerts a day from Tuesday through Thursday during this year's Drayton Harbor Music Festival in July. Glenn and Marla are a team in everything they do. They both serve at Northwood Alliance Church as well as are officers on the board for the Pacific Arts Association. Marla is a counselor as well as assists Glenn during the Drayton Harbor Music Festival. She also organizes the Northwood Community Garden and works with the Blaine Community Meal Program. Glenn and Marla just completed the Seattle to Vancouver bike ride and have plans next year to do a cycling trip throughout Europe. The city of Blaine is fortunate to have Glenn and Marla Blaine citizens and appreciate all they do for the community both now and in the future as Blaine Builder. Congratulations. Next item on the agenda is audience participation, and we understand that Mr. Jim Jorgensen wishes to address the group. Mr. Jorgensen, could you please come forward, state your name and address for the record? Yes, very sure.
They're amazing.
So fortunate to have them. Well, I'm Jim Jorgensen, 4434 Boblett Road, Blaine, Washington, and lived here for way too long, 50-some years. So, taught school for 30 and ran a charter boat, and I'm a port commissioner at the moment for another year and 3 months, and that will be my third term, and that's going to be... Am I talking loud enough? Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear.
I'll get closer. Anyway, I have something probably a little unusual to present to you tonight, in that there's been lots of things going on with the Marine Park downtown, and one is the playground, which is, I understand, going to happen. And there's been talk about working on the beach and the trails, and anyway, lots of things going around. And all of a sudden, I woke up yesterday morning after 4 days of sleep. No, not really. I woke up, and there in front of me, it seemed, was a vision. It sounds kind of corny, but was Marine Park, and with Marine Park was the Marine Resource and Education Center. Now, some of you have been here long enough to know what that was, and I think Charlie, you know, Bonnie, and the rest, Steve, it was a proposal to take the where the park is right now and change that from a dump, which had rats running around all over the place, and change it into a marine park. And so I went to the city council and asked for permission if they would, or asked them if they would please put a moratorium on that property for a year and give a group of people that thought I could get together a chance to develop a plan for a marine park and for a marine resource center, which would be an educational facility. I'll tell you about a little later. Anyway, the city council was very agreeable with that and thought, sure, we'll put it on a moratorium for a year, see what can happen. So, the park itself, or the date itself of that presentation was 1986. So you can figure out how long ago that was, 28 years, I believe that comes out to. And at the time, like I said, it was nothing but a dump, literally, with garbage floating across Semiahmoo Bay over to White Rock. And it was something that needed to be really looked at. So the proposal to build fish houses, which was one that the council had at that time, was put on hold for a year. And there had been some business people that thought that would be a great place to put fish houses, packing houses along the shoreline. So fortunately, they held off on that and gave me a chance to talk to people and lots of people in the community, and also people in Olympia, and that is to getting some help in organizing to see what we could do about building a marine park. So Milt Martin was a Department of Ecology and Parks Department employee that had retired, very, very well prepared and well learned person for parks and development of parks. And so he came up and looked at the situation and decided he would join ranks with us. We put together about close to 50 people. Bonnie was one of them, and she was just a great asset to have on our board of directors, that's for sure. And we got together and met time after week after day after it just went on and on. Can hardly describe to you how many meetings we have. Well, you kind of know about meetings. Know how that is as a port commissioner also. But we made up a plan, and to spare you all the goods and bads of how that went, I'll just let you know that we organized a group of about 50 people that were very interested in building this resource center. Well, we got together with the city council. They approved the park, the marine park, as you see it today. Next on the agenda after that was fairly well established was the Marine Resource Center, which is about a 11,000 square foot building that we have a picture of that. You can get an idea of an artist's conception of what it looks like. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I think it's just a beautiful structure, and that was proposed to be built in 1991. And the first thing I looked at it just recently, I hadn't seen it for a while, I thought, my gosh, how much that matches up with the water treatment plant we have as an old style cannery, and it just fits in so perfect with the habitat there. And so that's the artist's conception, and we have drawings of that for every room in the building. It's very detailed, and you can see we have some of those, I guess, too, do we?
They're on the back.
Oh, they're on the back. Oh, great. Yeah, just flip it over, and you'll see the plan that is there for the building itself.
Not on the back of yours, huh?
Bonnie's the only one. Oh, yeah.
I guess only the audience gets the double-sided.
Well, there are lots of rooms and lots of activities and lots of things that can occur and take place in that facility. And really exciting, so we put it up to a vote of the people of Blaine. And we went out with a levy to build the building. And what happened was really disappointing, to say the least. We had some folks in Blaine that owned most of the real estate here. And they didn't want to see the taxes go up, which would happen, of course, if you passed the levy. So a nice yellow sheet of paper, I remember very well it was yellow, came out the day before the election with all these false numbers on it. People read that, and we lost that election by 7 votes, or we would have a Marine Resource Center sitting down at the harbor right now. But to be honest with you, I think this is a much better time. I think the attitude of the people in the community is to look at something like this and see what it can do for not only our local kids and local adults, but also for kids around the county coming to visit, coming to see tide pools and critters and hands-on rooms and all kinds of things. And if you have a chance to glance at that quickly, you'll see that there are lots of room there, lots of rooms, and lots of activities and lots of displays that are really exciting. And I think that we also would enlarge upon some type of a restaurant. Maybe a restaurant isn't the proper word, probably a snack bar or something of that nature, where people going for a walk and around the park could stop by and have a cup of coffee or milkshake or whatever they might want. So that was the idea. Well, we lost that vote, and it was really, really destructive to everybody's attitude. We just thought we had it made and it was going to win. And then that incident happened, and of course we didn't. So the 501c3 that we had formed, which is a pretty necessary ingredient for a project like this, and get some people can't donate unless it is a 501c3 tax exempt organization. So am I going on too long here? I don't know what the rules are. Nobody else is on the list. That's good. So anyway, the 501c3 just kind of went away. And we are not dues-paying 501c3 anymore. In order for the park to accept funding from some sources, we would need to have a reestablishment of a tax-exempt organization. So, and that's not that difficult to do. It's just something that would most likely have to be done. I think one of the key things to me is that the Marine Resource Center, sitting in that location, which you don't have a map of the whole piece of property, but it would be past the salmon wall. If you were walking along the sidewalk, there's about 2 acres, 2-plus acres there that is not under any kind of development at all. And there was some talk about making it a parking lot, which just made me cringe to think about that becoming blacktop or gravel and just being parking. And I thought, gosh, maybe this is the time to reintroduce this idea and see if we could build it in that two-acre area and not only have an incredible building and facility for travelers and local kids and people and all, but we'd also have parking, because there would be a good amount of that, and that would take care of parking for different events that occur. There are not many events that happen down at the harbor, but there are some. And would give us that luxury of having parking that would not only be for the Marine Center, but also for other activities. Let's see. If you've been down there, and I'm sure most of you have been to the park, I hope, you know, there's a lot of things there now. There's the orca whales. Those sculptures were built by an artist in Bellevue. And we have a salmon wall that has 23 salmon on it, unless you took one. We'll count them, Clark, probably tomorrow. Make sure you did. Anyway, the salmon on that wall, I sold those to the people in our community, $500 a piece. And I'll tell you, they went like popcorn. Just sold them nothing flat, and they got mounted on that wall, and it makes a beautiful sight, especially in the sunrise. Get down there when the sun's coming up and just knock your socks off. It's really, really a nice presentation. And there's trails, there's an amphitheater, there's benches, there's shelters, there's lots of things there. If you kind of look around as you're walking, there's a memorial there to Harold and Evelyn Christensen with the totem pole that Phil Claymore from the high school carved, and that's a beautiful memorial. They contributed generously to the park, and so they are so honored. Well, let's see if I have a couple other things. You might have some questions. Just glance. That pretty much covers what I'm trying to present to you, and hopefully that you can have a chance to think about this. Look at the architectural drawing that you have, perhaps the other side of the paper, the plan for the inside of the building. Keep in mind, this was done in 1991. Keep in mind the cost, which at that time was about $750,000 for the building, probably, and I'm not a contractor, I'll bet it's doubled.
At least.
You know, $1.5 million. But we can raise $1.5 million, nothing flat. We had raised $600,000 to help pay for what was going to be in the building at the time this was done in 1991. Plus, we had some grants. If you're looking for money, you can look at grants, you can look at levies, you can look at philanthropists, you can look at 501c3s, people who would like to contribute to that, corporations, citizens, foundations. There are lots of ways to raise that money. And I know that it was extreme amount of work to do that when we did. It took a lot of energy, and I know Bonnie can attest to that, that it was very involved, but we did it. And I think that that can be done again, and it can be done faster than it was. The design of the building and the interior, outer, exterior, whatever you want, can be changed, altered. This isn't cut in stone, but I think if you look at that drawing, that's a beautiful drawing, and how that would fit in with the cannery building for the water treatment plant. So, any questions?
Questions, anyone?
Well, not necessarily a question, but I would certainly like to put this before the Parks Commission and get their thoughts on it, and maybe I think this particular plan is beautiful. If it would fit as it is on that 2-acre site, it may have to be scaled down a little bit to fit, but I think we need to resurrect it and get an up-to-date cost of it and put it before the Parks Commission and and go for it.
That would be my suggestion, if the council's interested, is to refer to the Park and Cemetery Board, and they, we can have this on the agenda and explore it a little bit with Mr. Jorgensen. I think that what Jim's going to need to do is to put together a group to sort of spearhead it, but definitely the right place for the discussion to start is with the Park and Cemetery Board, and then they can send something back towards you.
Just wanted to show you something that was done in 1999 as a fundraiser, and that was a calendar called Blaine Marine Park Calendar. Maybe some of you have one. But I need to tell you that they were $10 a piece, and every time I ran into a Freeman, Ron, you name them, the whole family, would you like to buy a calendar? How many would you like to buy? 10? Great. So every one of the Freeman family bought 10 calendars. They got together one day in their office, and they were going to skin me alive. But the photographs in here are just beautiful. There's one of the whales with snow. If you ever want to look at this, I have some more of them at home. But it's a great concept and a great idea, and I think it would be something that would help set Blaine on the map and be a real positive influence on our community. I can't bend down that far, so it'll just stay there.
Thank you very much, Jim, for bringing this to you.
Yep.
We certainly appreciate it, and we will follow up with the Parks and Cemetery Board to take a look at it, and hopefully they can bring it back to us with some concrete ideas as to how we might go forward. Thanks again, Jim. Next item on the agenda is written communications. Sherry, do we have any written communications?
We have an email dated August 12th from Bill Beck regarding traffic infractions on H Street. An email dated August 18th from Bill Beck regarding donation for Marine Park playground equipment.
Okay, thank you. Next item is consent agenda. We have approval of bills in the amount of $334,109.65, an advance pay voucher of $4,995. And approval of the special council minutes for August the 11th, 2014. Approval of the regular council minutes for August the 11th, 2014. And a project closeout for the LED street lighting. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move approval of the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Next item on the agenda is the council action items. We have an interlocal agreement with the Blaine Birch Bay Water and Sewer District for Bayview Sewer. Raven, I believe that's yours.
Indeed. So we brought this to you in April for a variance from Blaine Municipal Code. I don't know why that's been catching me this week. Regarding a sewer serving a property on Bayview Road where Birch Bay Water and Sewer has a pipe right in front of their property, and our nearest sewer is more than 1,500 feet away. So what you have in front of you is now the formalization of what you approved back in April, the interlocal agreement with Birch Bay Water and Sewer District. We recommend the council authorize the city manager to sign the interlocal with Birch Bay Water and Sewer District. This allows for them to provide sewer for a period of 10 years, after which time the situation would be then reevaluated, see where the city was with getting sewer closer to the property, et cetera, et cetera. And the current arrangement is that the monthly fees will go to Birch Bay, but the connection fee will go to Blaine and will wait until he can be connected for 10 years, whichever comes first.
Okay, any questions for Raven? Hearing none. Then it's being recommended that we authorize the city manager to sign the interlocal agreement with the Birch Bay Water and Sewer District. Do you care to make a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any questions for Raven or any comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say nay. Motion carries 6-0. Next item on the agenda is the Commission, Committee, and Board reports. First one is the Blaine Economic Development Advisory Committee. Clark.
No report.
Okay, next item is the Blaine Tourism and Advisory Committee. Steve.
We have a meeting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the people asking for grants. So that'll be from noon to 8 a.m. to noon if anybody wants to join us.
Okay, the Countywide Economic Development. Steve.
No report.
Boys and Girls Club. Steve.
No report.
Blaine Chamber of Commerce. Bonnie.
No report.
WTA Board. Paul.
No report.
Drayton Harbor Shellfish Advisory Committee, Charlie.
Have an oyster fest at Bellwood Acres, I think on Saturday, the 6th of September. So you can go over there and have oysters. And
is that a benefit for the district?
What's an awareness?
What was the date again, Charlie?
It was the 6th, Saturday the 6th.
And where was it?
Over at Bellwood Acres on the guide there. Just the
okay, gotcha. Okay. Okay, Planning Commission, Mr. Jones.
I wanted to point out a schedule change. The Semiahmoo Master Plan Amendment that was scheduled to begin hearings at the Commission this Thursday is not going to occur this Thursday. It'll be next month. We haven't determined which of the meetings it will hit. I also wanted to bring your attention to something that had a lot of traction at the park, or excuse me, at the Planning Commission, and you may likely hear about either through the grapevine and eventually, I think, more formally, but the grapevine always works a lot more quickly in town here. There was a lot of comment about the idea of preserving views in the downtown corridor, and likely you'll hear about an effort to either create a bond or a levy or some sort of a funding mechanism to purchase properties on the west side of Peace Portal Drive. You know, we're reviewing the downtown design standards and height limits and whatnot. And in that meeting, from the large group of citizens that were there, the idea came up multiple times that what really needs to happen in order to protect the views and keep what so many people have wanted to have for so long is great views of the harbor from the future downtown Blaine, is to just acquire some of those properties and make them either parks or some other kind of permanent view open space. So you may hear about that, and I get the sense that the Planning Commission is likely to recommend some action like that be considered by council. So ultimately, when that comes forward, you may hear about it. But like I said, you're likely to hear about that in the community. There were about 50 people at the meeting, and many of them were on board with that concept. That's
Michael,
all from the Planning Commission.
Michael, who would be the driving force behind something like that? Would this be an outside group, or would the Planning Commission be the lead on this?
Well, I don't think the Planning Commission could be the lead on that. I think what would ultimately happen is that it would most likely need to be a citizens committee or some sort of an advisory committee appointed by the council that would basically operate much like the street bond committee, where they reviewed appropriate actions to take, looked at amounts of money that would be collected, figured out how that would work, coordinated with the finance director on what that means for our taxing authority, and then ultimately the city council would have an opportunity to make some of those decisions. But at this point, it's just very much the beginning of that. But I don't see it coming forward as an initiative or that kind of thing, because it's not really a law change. It's something that council has to authorize the taxing authority to be used that way.
Any other questions for Michael?
No, Alex has a report for the Park and Cemetery Board.
Okay. Alex, would you come forward, please?
Good evening, Council. A lot has happened since I was last able to update the Council on the Blaine Marine Park, so I'll just jump right to that. August 12th, I went to the Blaine Birch Bay Park and Rec District number 2 meeting, and I think some of you already know this, but they did not approve our $200,000 grant request. They did allocate $150,000 to the playground, leaving us about $50,000 short. And since then they've requested that we enter into an interlocal agreement, which would allow us to secure that funding. Since that meeting, there's been a vigorous volunteer effort, and there's been fundraising going on to basically close that funding gap. And since the last time I spoke with that group, they have reported raising about $28,000. So August 21st, I discussed the project and provided updates with our Park and Cemetery Board, and a number of details were considered, and basically a couple big things came out of that. The first one was that because of the equipment installation requires relatively dry weather and temperatures above 50 degrees approximately, similar to pouring concrete, that the board is recommending that we postpone construction until next spring. And so, and then the other item, the Parks Board, Park and Cemetery Board, is also asked about the possibility of matching funds raised over the winter by volunteers, along with Blaine Birch Bay Park and Rec District Number 2, to possibly install both phases of the playground next spring. So that is what the Park and Cemetery Board is looking at right now and basically requesting of the council. And we're working on a couple other items, a donation recognition program for the park. You know, is it going to be a brick, or will people get their names on a buoy, or some different things like that? We're considering a bunch of different options. We want to get a website set up for the park. The Park and Cemetery Board has requested us to look into that, and just to keep the momentum going on this playground and keep people excited about it. So that's kind of where we're at.
Questions for Alec?
Yeah. Clark, if you postpone this until the spring, is it going to maintain the price structure that you have now?
That's something we need to confirm with our contractor.
Okay. I have one other question. I've raised a lot of money for nonprofits and stuff in my lifetime, millions of dollars. And there's a huge difference between pledges and cash. Are these pledges?
I think there's a combination of them. Okay. I'd have to confirm with our volunteer fundraisers.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? If not, thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item's on the agenda, the Small Cities Caucus, no report. Whatcom Council of Governments, no report. And now the North Whatcom Fire update. Chief Hollander.
Good evening, Council. Share with you a copy of our chief's report. Just point out a couple of highlights. First of all, Semiahmoo, if you remember, in the month of June, we had zero responses. In the month of July, we had 13 responses. So whoa. Pretty active out there. And the good news is the time is down by 2 minutes. So we're getting more calls. We're getting out there faster.
I feel less threatened now. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Also, under significant fires, we did have a structure fire at 942 3rd Street in Blaine in the laundry room on July the 9th, and that was contained to the laundry room. There's a little bit of information about that. And I think the last thing I wanted to share with you was Semiahmoo Station. Last month, we resealed the parking lot out there.
Yep.
So it had it repainted, and it's looking really nice out there. So, unless you have any other questions of me, I'll sit down.
No, thanks, Chief, very much. Appreciate you being here. Okay, Department reports, Public Works.
Hello, again. Wanted to just give you a brief report on some of our projects. The energy conservation project right now is in full force at the wastewater plant. So lots of activity. We had Cascade Natural Gas out there installing a gas service line. We are taking the different membranes out and retrofitting them with the new air leap system. We're very, very pleased with the work that's been done thus far, and everything is on schedule and under budget at this time. Another element of that project is controls for the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning in this building. That work will be starting this week. So there'll be people poking in and out and in and out as they're trying to balance things out and so forth. The H Street sidewalk gap project that you authorized last month started today, so there'll be some activity on H Street over there by Burger King, and we're only expecting that project to take a couple weeks. So so real fast. Probably two meetings ago, maybe three, I announced that the wastewater plant received its an award for essentially 100% compliance for the year. We're going to have a little award ceremony on the 10th of September, and wanted to invite you to that at 11 a.m. I'll be doing a press release on that. We're going to try to make a real celebration because this is a really big deal for Blaine.
What was the date?
The 10th. It's, I believe, a Thursday. We are working right now on south of our office, working on clearing some trees that are kind of danger trees overhanging the ditch. And we're going to be doing some ditch maintenance through there in advance of the overlay that will be getting started in September. So there is a partial closure of U Avenue while we're maneuvering around in there this week. And then just to let you know that the phase one of the Vista Terrace project is out to bid, and those bids open this Thursday. After the bids are opened, we plan to start the public participation process to kind of get the neighbors to know what the contractor is going to be doing, and based on the bids that come in, kind of project where we are cost-wise so we can figure out what extent of the private improvements we can afford. So stay tuned on that. We'll be coming forward to you with a bid award, hopefully. And then finally, as you know, Bill Dodd retired at the end of July. We have a second interview scheduled for next week with two individuals that did very well. One is actually from Illinois but grew up in Blaine. So we're kind of excited about him, and the other fellow is from California. So we'll keep you posted as far as that goes, too, but we're really excited that we have such good, viable candidates. Thank you.
Any questions for Raven? Thank you, Raven. City Manager Michael, are you going to tackle this, the Life Service Awards?
Yeah, we're going to do that in combo. Sir, I just wanted to mention that on August 14th, we held a reception here during the day to honor and recognize employees for their service to the city. Some of those are just starting out, and some of them have been here for a long time. In fact, Blaine is, I think, kind of unique in some ways that we have employees that have been here for 25, 30-plus years. It was nice, a little reception. The mayor has a list there that he'll share with everyone on their length of service and who those folks are.
Okay, this is we had the ceremony on August the 6th, and these are the names of the individuals that were presented with their awards. We had 1 year, Timothy Richardson, Jason Torgerson, and David Wilbrick, our city manager. 5 years, Jeffrey Lazenby and Matt Lutro. And 10 years, Alex Winger. 25 years, Frank Arnett. And 30 years, Gus Corsi. So that was, as Michael said, it's really quite amazing to see how people will be able to stay working here. And it's quite an achievement for the city. 10 years, Alex.
I thought this was.
We remember when you had none,
down.
Alex.
It is.
But it is really wonderful to see that we have long-term employees, and it really benefits the city of Blaine to have people who have the experience and knowledge, and it makes running the city that much easier. And we would like to congratulate all those folks. Okay. Next item is calendars, and basically what we've got there, with the one exception, I think, that Michael Rose with the Resort Samiemo Master Plan. So is there any unfinished business?
Anyone like to raise any
unfinished business? Any council new business? Chief, we didn't ask, is there anything that you would like to comment on, or how are things going?
Things are going well.
Good.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, sir.
Okay. If there's no other council new business, I'll bring the meeting to close.
I got a call from a guy in Florence, so this is really sad. Anyway, actually, he called.